If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's give an update on what's been going on with those strikes outside of most of the New York State prisons. After nearly 2 weeks after correction officers have been striking at multiple prisons across New York State, leaders of the state and the union representing the staff have reached a tentative agreement to put an end to those strikes. Governor Kathy Hochul's office announced the agreement last night on Thursday night. It came after the fourth straight day of a third-party mentor helping with those negotiations. The union, the New York State Correction Officers, and the Police Association did not authorize the strike, which ended on the 11th day on Thursday. The State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, called the strike illegal, which we talked about the other day. Under the agreement, all employees must be back to work by Saturday or they could be disciplined. We're working to confirm whether the strikes have in fact ended, and the path to moving forward in state prisons is on the up and up. So obviously we've known for a while that they've been striking, and they finally have reached said agreement. Obviously, there's a ton of details in said agreement that you can check out on our friend's website at News 10.
I don't think you need to do their job to understand and realize that working 17 hours shorthanded in a facility like that, where you have to be on all the time, gets exhausting. And they were not getting a lot of help.
Yeah, so under the new agreement, mandatory.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Toyota has been building a legacy of excellence for years. From developing hybrid technology to upping the standards of safety and efficiency, Toyota is always innovating, always making progress. And with Toyota's superior lineup of SUVs in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out an adventure-ready RAV4, designed to be the perfect mix of style, practicality, and go-anywhere attitude. Or test drive a capable and affordable Corolla Cross with the space and available tech to keep you cool and connected. And both RAV4 and Corolla Cross are available with all-wheel drive, giving you the freedom to roam. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
24-hour overtime shifts are gone, and they're replaced with voluntary overtime, like that they can choose to do if they so please. And the Hull Act, which limits the use of solitary confinement, is also put on pause at the staff's request.
Coming up on the show, I don't know how many parents would do this sort of thing, but how many of you listening would request two presents for your child's birthday party? One for the child celebrating their birthday and one for their sibling so they don't feel left out. 585-252-9800. Call us and let us know. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always with you.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Happy Friday. There was buzz going around in the news and on social media that a mother was throwing a party of some sort of celebration for her child, and politely asked, if you show up with a gift for her son, please bring a second gift for his sibling so he doesn't feel left out.
Literally insane.
So bring two gifts.
Hey, you know that party that you're coming and spending money on my child? I want you to spend double the money for my other child so they don't have a meltdown.
Pretty bold request, don't you think?
I would say.
Of course, we had to ask going into commercial break if this is something you would do. If you had kids, and of course, we get a call from a lovely listener by the name of Holly. Hi, good morning, Holly. Are you still with us this morning?
Hey, yeah. Hi, good morning to you as well.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm glad that you decided to call us up on this, but tell everyone what you're telling Breezy and I during commercial break.
Yeah, call me crazy, but any parent who has more than one child at home will understand my stance on why I ask people who are attending my son's birthday, who he's going to be 7 next week.
Yeah.
I ask them to show up with, they're probably bringing a gift for the 7-year-old. That's kind of the way it goes, right? But I just kindly ask that they also bring one for my 5-year-old as well so that he doesn't feel left out.
Okay, got it.
What?
How do you think people responded to that request?
Well, I think they understand. Like anyone, if you only have one kid, I get it. You don't understand. But if you have more than one kid, you get what that is.
I've never seen this before. I've never heard of a parent doing it because it's a ballsy ask. You're already asking them to bring one gift. Now, hey, go out of your way, pay more money, get a second gift. I can understand when parents relight the candles on a birthday cake so every kid has an opportunity to blow the candles out. But this, asking them to buy a second gift, you don't feel bad about that at all?
Well, I want to be clear about something. I'm not demanding that they do this.
But you're strongly encouraging, so...
Hold on a second. I just think it is just being polite and having manners. I mean, anyone with more than one child at home would do the same and understand.
I don't think they would, Holly.
I don't know. I doubt that.
People with hundreds of kids. Okay, that's a little dramatic. But like, say you have 5 kids, you want your guests to bring 4 different gifts?
4 additional?
In addition to the birthday, boy or girl? I just think it's absolutely ludicrous.
Is that what you're saying, though? I just want to be clear.
You're kind of taking it the wrong way. I didn't demand anything. I don't demand
Right, I understand that. But did you ask your guest list, hey, bring a second gift for my other son so he doesn't feel left out? You did say that, though.
Yeah, but I mean,
okay.
Look at it this way. My husband and I get invited to dinner parties, and like we're not asked to bring a dish or anything, but we bring a bottle of wine, or we bring dessert, or we bring flowers or something, because like That's just what you do because that's typical etiquette.
Right, but that's for the person. Right, but that's for the person who's hosting the house or dinner party or whatever it is. It's not like every person at said dinner party is going to leave with a flower.
Right, are you getting a bottle of wine for everybody there so they don't feel left out?
Look, I don't think you get it. First of all, of course, you're not going to get this because you don't even have kids. So, like, you don't understand what the meltdown looks like for my five-year-old if this doesn't happen. And also, like, let's be clear. I am not looking for people to, like, shell out $100 or whatever. Like, yeah, for the five-year-old, go to the dollar store. Just get him a whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just, like, a something.
Not the two stops. Now we have to make two stops for you?
Yeah. All right, and listen, Holly, I totally understand where the point you're trying to make. It's
insane.
You got a lot of balls to ask people to do this.
We're not trying to gang up against you. I just honestly believe that this is like such an extension of the participation trophy that so many parents are rewarding their kids for breathing air. They don't need an award for everything that they do. They don't need an award for being a guest at their brother or sister's birthday party. It's just not a thing. Teach your other kid to share his toys and move on with life. It's not that hard.
I'm more interested in just hearing if anybody else aside from Holly has done this or what other parents think.
Of this request,
585-252-9800.
Okay, let's face it. Like, you will both understand if you have kids. And trust me, no one wants to deal with the meltdown of the five-year-old if this doesn't happen.
I get that nobody wants to deal with that, and that seems very clear. But it is not of the responsibility of your guests to avoid your child's meltdown. Figure out how to deal with that. Soothe, use your techniques, and get on with it. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm being harsh, and everyone's downfall or like fallback is you're not a parent. We get that. But I know that there's other parents listening right now that have the same stance as us because this is insane.
I'm sure there's a few. Yeah. Holly, I'm going to let you go so you can enjoy the rest of your Friday morning, okay?
Okay. And maybe I'll make a little quick recording if this doesn't happen at the party, and you'll understand what the five-year-old
yes,
does.
Yes, send it in. But again,
that's
not
fine.
Our issue.
I'm sure nobody as a parent wants to deal with the meltdowns, and I'm sure that's something you have to deal with day in and day out.
Also,
what I would go insane. We're going to wrap this up, Breezy. Holly, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening, even though you didn't quite get it.
No, that's okay. You win some, you lose some, right?
Win some, lose most.
Okay, bye, Holly. All right, let's go to the phones.
I'm triggered.
PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY, you're live. Go ahead.
This is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What's your take on this?
First of all, she was very standoffish.
I agree.
I have two adult kids and currently have six kids 13 and under. And I have never done this. The whole point, everybody gets a birthday, right? So essentially nobody's being left out. It's important to teach your kids patience and to let someone else have the spotlight. Because when you don't do that, it leads to entitled adults.
100%.
That's what we're talking about here is the entitlement that's going to come with this later on down the road in life.
And like the expectation of, well, if you're getting something, then I should also be getting something. This can lead to multiple issues when it comes to friendships, relationships, jobs, etc. You fill in the blank. You know what it is.
Would you agree that an individual doesn't have to be a parent to recognize that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you understand, clearly you understand what entitlement is and what this leads to. You don't have to be a parent to understand that.
Right. I work with Breezy on a daily basis.
Trust me, if anyone knows entitlement, it's me.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Go ahead.
Hi. I do have two kids. One's 11, one's 3. So, like, I've already lived it. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think it's, like, if you're worried about your younger child having an issue with your older child actually feeling special for the day and getting to enjoy, like, getting presents and blowing out birthday candles, like, that's a whole parenting issue, if you ask me. That has nothing to do with, like, wanting it to be equal. Like,
right.
You shouldn't have to bring two gifts to a children's birthday party.
Also,
you can't parent your child.
Also, if that is your shtick and that's your thing, you can give your child a present. You don't have to ask other people. You know what I mean? Like, fake it.
Wait,
like,
you're telling me
I
there's...
I agree with that. Like, if you want your child to have something because you don't want them to be left out, then they should get your one gift. They shouldn't get as many gifts as the actual birthday kid. That's awful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's say you have 20 people attending this 7-year-old's party. The brother, for no apparent reason, is going to get 20 gifts? What the hell
make
for?
It makes sense.
What are you, right. What are you like? It's
okay, we're all, so
if,
yeah.
If they go to another birthday party, and then all of their kids would think that they also get gifts every time, too.
It's getting out of control.
Starting something that's just going to spiral.
It's not even Christmas. Thank you so much for the call. Let me get to one more. Phones
oh, my God.
Real quick. PXY, you're next. Go ahead. You're live.
Hi, this is Alexandra.
What up, Queen?
Hi. Yeah, I think this is absolutely insane, and how the previous caller was saying, it's definitely a parent issue. It's not a child issue. It's your job as a parent to deal with the meltdowns.
Right.
And you are raising your child to be entitled. And how much you want to bet that when it's the youngest child's birthday, she is not going to ask people to bring an extra gift for the oldest child.
Right.
Oh, my God.
What? You're immediately showing favoritism, and you're literally showing your older child that what the youngest child feels is more important to you, just because whatever reason you're putting in meltdown over your younger, oldest child's feeling. It's just weird. It's very weird as a parent for you to do that.
She's just like weird vibes.
She just doesn't want to deal with the out of control kid. You know, this just came to me. What happens when? What happens when her son gets married?
Right.
Exactly.
Bring 100 for the couple and then 100 for my younger child, please. Thank you.
Thanks for the call on this one this morning, you guys. We appreciate it. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back. 98. 98-